Today I want to discuss the question of bracha levatala. What should a person do if they realise that they've just said a bracha which doesn't need to be said? For example, they're in the middle of a meal and they've said hamotzi, and then the main course is served and they cut a piece of chicken, they serve charcoal over it, and then they realise, hold on a minute, I didn't need to say this bracha. What should they do? So the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Sin Reish Vav Sif Vav says that if a person says a bracha levatala, the example that it gives is that you say a bracha on a piece of food, and then before you're able to eat the food, it drops on the floor and gets disgusting, so you can't eat it. What should you do? You should say the line Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Lo Lama Va'ed, because you said Shem Shamayim Levatala, you recited Hashem's name unnecessarily and improperly. And the Shulchan Aruch also says that if it happens after you've said just the first three words, Baruch Atah Hashem, and you haven't yet finished the bracha, and then you realize, hold on a minute, what am I doing? So then you should just finish off with the words Lamdeini Chukecha, because Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeini Chukecha is a pasuk in Tehillim Perek Kuf Yud Tet, and that way you haven't said Bracha Levatala, instead you've said a pasuk, which is fine to do. Where's the source of this notion of saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Lo'olam Va'ed? So this is a Yerushalmi Masechet Brachot in Perek Ketzad Mevarachin. The question is, how does it help to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Lo'olam Va'ed? What does that achieve? So the Minchat Yitzchak in Chelek Zayin Simon Zayin, he says that what you're doing is you're really undoing the Bracha Levatala in terms of you said Hashem's name unnecessarily, but then you're praising it, and therefore it was as if you were undoing it, and it's no longer being said unnecessarily because Hashem's name has been said, and in response you're praising it. The Aruch HaShulchan in Se'if Tet Zayin, right at the very end of the Siman, he makes a different suggestion, and he says that seeing as a person has been so careless as to say Shem Shamayim Levatala, so therefore they need to accept upon themselves Ol Malchut Shamayim, the yoke of heaven, by saying Baruch Shem Kvod Malchut Olam Ve'ed, as some sort of a penance, as it were, for having said Shem Shamayim Levatala. The Chaya Adam in Klal Hay Se'if Aleph and other Achronim, they say that you should say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Lo'olam Ve'ed immediately after you've said the Bracha Levatala. But what if you interrupt? You didn't realise you said the Bracha Levatala, and then you turn to the person and say, oh goodness, what should I do? Well, I suppose you've heard this year, so you know what to do. But the person sitting next to you says, oh, I said the Bracha Levatala, what should I do? So the Minchat Yitzchak says, in that case, you can still say it even after a certain amount of time. It's still correct to say it. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Simon Vav Seif Dalet says that if a person has said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei and then they realize, so they can't fix matters by saying Lamdeini Chukecha, but they should finish Yisrael Avinu Me'olam Yad Olam, because there is a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Aleph Perek Kaf Tet which is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael Avinu Me'olam Yad Olam. So in that case one has also said a pasuk. But certainly saying Bracha Levatala is a serious infraction of halakha, and one should always try and be careful not to say either Bracha Levatala or Bracha She'ina Tzaricha, a bracha which is unnecessary, even though it's not necessarily Bracha Levatala. Ad kan.